The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday episode. We are Sam free this week, as he's working his day job at night. So, joined by Kareem and Diana.
Sounds like a superhero Batman thing.
What?
Sounds like a superhero, like, working at night.
No, it's just a different shift.
Never mind. Never mind.
Coming up on the show today. Something we're going to do last week, but we're going to do this week. It's black guy news. It's very exciting.
Oh, Lord.
You'll like it. A teacher has been accused of being the best teacher ever. We'll explain why. And ISIS has a new enemy.
Yay.
It's a tiny enemy. And we'll talk about that, too. Guys, what you got going on this weekend? Anything good, Diana? Anything fun as she consults her calendar? So I must have a gig somewhere that I'll put on Facebook the day of.
Sometimes I forget. Oh, I'm going blonde this week. Oh, no, it's Friday. I would be blonde by now.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'm going blonde.
Your hair?
Yeah.
Kareem is speechless.
I'm not even going to say anything.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
I'm dyeing my hair blonde.
Well, no,
we already know that you're blonde. So right. I don't know why you need to let everybody else know by advertising.
It was your ancient Chinese secret.
But
even though you're Korean. will the carpet match the drapes is really the question then.
That's gross.
Is it?
That would hurt. Bleach? That would be all.
Well,
I'm not even going to say what I was about to say.
That's why you go with the hardwood floors. takes care of the problem.
Oh, I get it. But never mind. We're done. We're moving on.
Oh, okay. You don't want to talk about your intimate area. I understand. That's fine. So you're going with the blonde hair. Is this for some weird stage thing? Or
I think it's a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. A 27-year-old midlife crisis. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Quarter life is definitely not realistic. That's 108.
Well, you'd have to live in some weird village in Japan.
Yeah, or Korea. Yeah. And I would have to, like, not have made all my decisions that I have made.
It's true. You've probably deteriorated yourself down to...
Yeah, I'm being realistic.
I'm thinking at this point 70 is probably at a lofty goal for you.
It's, you know what? I'm not even shooting that high. I wanna surprise myself.
Mm.
I want to be realistic about it, you know, so I'm shooting for like 50.
Okay.
I think if I make it to 50, I can at least make it to 60. Like, that's the...
Unless at some point you're riding your bike and go over the handlebars.
or just, ride out in front of my truck.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Going the wrong way on a one-way street.
Both of those might actually happen knowing me.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you didn't listen to Wednesday's show. Kareem, you got anything going on this weekend? Anything good? Anything exciting?
I'm doing the Apple drop competition at the Comedy Spot.
Ooh, free apples.
Is that like an apple bottom thing?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm not interested then. Yeah.
That's actually tonight, I think about 10:30.
Okay.
That's Sacramento Comedy Spot with Stephen Ferris.
Oh, I know him. He's the what do you want to talk about guy.
Yeah.
Is he still doing that?
He hasn't done it the last couple of times I've seen him.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe I'll have to go out and check him out sometime, because I would really love to see something other than that.
Because when I first started, when I first saw him, he was doing that. So I only know him as doing that bit.
And that really goes over great at open mics, too, where everybody's got like 3 to 5 minutes. And he started out, what do you want to do? And everybody's like, ah. Yeah. They're like, dude, just do your shit and get off. Here's the thing. If you're going to see him and you play along with him, that works great. But in an open mic thing where people aren't really there to see anybody, or they're there to see the one particular person that isn't him, I've seen some very disgusted looks tossed his way just because they're like, what the fuck is this nonsense? I didn't come here to do all the work. They're like, entertain me, man. But hey, but I've seen it. I've seen it. Him do a show where he has people who are there to see him, and it's the bits kill because people play along. But that's the danger of requiring people to play along with stuff. I went to see Entourage last week, the Entourage movie. Kareem,
ooh,
did you ever?
How was it?
You guys, either of you watched the TV show?
Not all of it, but I liked it.
No.
What? There's plenty of rappers who guest starred. More do you want?
It's basically a bromance. It's a chick flick bro. It's
Sex in the City for guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there are two people worth watching that for. Emmanuel Shrieky and... what's the porn star's name?
Oh, Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray, yeah.
Sacramento native, Sasha Gray. She was on one season of the show. No, I loved the show because it was just cool white guy stuff, cool rich white guy stuff. So I'm like, that sounds awesome. It all sounds quite awesome to me. If you watched the show and you liked the show, you'll like the movie. If you watched the show and you loved the show, you fucking love the movie. Because it's basically like a huge, supersized episode of the show. With more guest stars, bigger guest stars, cool stuff happening. Ronda Rousey was a guest star. Haley Joel Osment is in it, and he was freaking fantastic.
Really?
Absolutely fantastic. I would expect to see him in a lot more things coming up based off of this performance. So, and here's the fun part. I was talking to somebody. She's like, well, the only thing is they didn't wrap this up. And I'm like, did you leave as soon as the credits started to roll? She's like, yes. So I go, because they wrapped it all up. They rolled about 30 seconds of credits, and then they did a final scene.
Oh, that sucks.
And I never get up to leave until the lights start to come up a little bit, because that's how you know it's over.
Yeah, that's what I've learned.
Like at a concert. So I'm there at my showing, and by the way, Kareem, my showing, there were at least half of the audience African-American guys.
Yeah.
And only about half of them were with their blonde girlfriend. Just saying. I was shocked that there was not more talking at the screen. It's a terrible thing to say. But
I wish we had pictures here.
Knows I'm kidding.
Yeah, but I'm not even interested in seeing the movie. Like, the only thing that's... I told you, the only... And Ronda Rousey, that's three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emmanuel Chikri's in it, but she plays pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sasha Gray is not in it, and Ronda Rousey is. There are a bevy of really, really hot chicks in this movie, though.
Is Jessica Alba in there?
Yes, she has a very small cameo.
Okay, yeah.
She has a small cameo, but within the first 20 seconds of the movie, you see naked breasts. Diana?
It's too Hollywood. I don't know. I'm not going to pay money to see it. Yeah. I'd rather
it's
just
like watching the first few minutes of Magic Mike.
Yeah. You know, like I will definitely like rent it or wait for it to go on Netflix. But I don't know. It's just
some girl actually probably tricked her boyfriend into seeing Magic Mike like that. Like their breasts in the
There's
first
titties.
2 minutes.
Like I kind of want to go watch it now, but like I'm just like also thinking like. I don't know.
I walked in with expectations. I said, I want this to be as good as the show. I want it to be better than the show. I want it to be bigger. I want it to be more exciting than the show. And I walked out strutting to my car like I was Ari Gold. Because wow. I walked out of there feeling like $1 million. And I don't think you can ask for anything more from a movie. And I know the critics are giving it shitty reviews. Fuck all of them, because they're like
I might go see it.
Because honestly, if you didn't watch the TV show, it's not going to have the same sort of. I mean, they explain it, but if you were into the TV show, it's going to be a lot better for you. It's not a movie that you have. It's not like San Andreas. San Andreas, you have to see it on the big screen on your TV at home. It's not going to carry the same sort of weight. Entourage will be fine watching it at home. because, yeah, there are some big scenes, but it's not, you know, the, oh my God, I have to see it in the theater movie. So, but love the movie. Absolutely love the movie and very much worth it. And because of the whole thing with the credits, saw people get up and start to head out. And then you saw a whole herd of people turn around in the exit. It's like a big group of people watching the last scene from over there near the one exit. Because they're all starting to go down. It's like all of a sudden the scene starts up and they're like, whoo.
Yeah.
Then they go back. But yeah.
I think I heard them say, I heard her say, don't leave until the credits.
Yeah. And they roll credits and it's sort of a fake out. But again, the lights don't come up. And if the lights don't come up, don't get out of your seat because there's something coming.
That's movie 101. I am disappointed
that they had her playing pregnant.
I don't know. She might have been pregnant. I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. Anyway, it was she played pregnant, and it wasn't a huge part in the movie. There was Lamaze class and walking in the park. But either way, it was a good movie. If you like the show, you'll like the movie. If you didn't like the show, you won't like the movie. And if you're a movie critic and you reviewed it because you thought it should be something else, you're wrong. Just saying. Also, you guys ever spill something in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you do?
So I bought, I buy my hand soap in the big 64-ounce container. And I've got two containers, one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, and I just refill it. So went to Target, and I got the 64-ounce bottle or 2-quart bottle of white hand soap. And put it in the hatchback of my car, not a big deal. Did some driving around, blah, blah, blah. And then I came inside, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that stuff in the trunk of my car. I'll get it later. Nah, I'll get it now. So I go out, and I reach in. I open my hatch of my car, and there is a huge white puddle in the back of my hatchback.
I've done that.
And it's that white hand soap. And it's everywhere. I went through. Now, a bunch of it ended up in the Target bag that it was in. Then there was the bunch it was on. And I went out with a roll of paper towels. And it took a whole roll of paper towels to get about 97% of it out of the back of my car. And it's very low pile carpet, so it's fine. So it'll come out eventually. It'll wear out. There's worse things to spill in the back of your car. But thank God I get the white aloe, not antibacterial. I've got it's soap. It's just soap.
Yeah.
Because it's 102 in Sacramento today. And if I got hand soap that was like lilac scented, I would not be able, I would have to go and sell my car because it would smell so fucking bad. It would smell like someone murdered a lilac tree in the back of my car.
There's no way to clean that out at all.
Well,
because it's soap, right? You just washed out.
Well, it's in the carpet. All it's going to do, if I wash it out, it's going to create more suds and bubbles.
Bubble party.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
You can have a DJ.
Yeah, I'll have a DJ in the back of my car. I was hoping to let it dry and see what it did in terms of, you know, soap will dry and then you can scrape it out, sort of like anything else. But I saw that and I'm cleaning it up and all I'm thinking is, God damn, I would not want to be the mop guy at an adult video store because I can't even imagine.
Ew.
I cannot
That's
even
so
imagine.
Gross, dude.
So much of it too. It was like four. I guarantee you, there was it was like a quart and a half at least.
Gross. We're done with this conversation.
Just thick,
I mean, that's why I
white,
laughed earlier, but now you're like painting the picture. And now it's gross.
Just thick, white, gooey stuff, like it soaking through paper towels and just like dripping off your hands everywhere. No. Okay.
No.
Gross.
You are a lesbian. What?
No, I'm a female that doesn't deal with your guys' issues like that.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
That's true. But yeah, here's what happened when I opened up the hatch and saw it.
No!
It was bad times. And the worst part is, I got about enough to fill one little hand soap dispenser with it. It's the waste that bothers me more than anything else.
Yeah.
And Leslie's like, oh, bring it over to Harv's car wash, have him detail it out. And I'm like, no, I don't even know how much that's going to cost, but I got to buy prescriptions for myself. I can't do that. I got all my prescriptions to do. So the moral of the story is don't cry over spilt soap, because man, it doesn't do any good. All right. Well, people sometimes call their pets their four-legged children, so perhaps Gabby Hendel knows something of the anguish of a parent whose child has broken some rules or racked up some few misdemeanors. See, her resident miscreant is Snorri Snurlson, the cat she named after an 11th-century Icelandic poet and historian. He was a sad, shivering stray kitten that found me, she says, but now he's grown into a cute yet larcenous cat. So Snorri has lifted from neighbors and dragged home just this week work gloves, a kid's glove, wine corks, a dog toy, a popsicle stick, a walnut, a leather piece, a t-shirt, a leopard print towel, a canvas strap, a piece of brown plastic, a matchbook, sidewalk chalk, socks, sticks, a rubber gasket, and assorted shoes. So she posted a notice on her neighborhood's Facebook page, hoping to restore some of the property to its owners. Apparently, she says, shoes are a big deal for him right now. Some of the neighbors have reclaimed their things, but he's moved on from the usual victims. Like any spiral into a life of crime, Snorri started small. First, he brought home sticks and bits of bark mulch, but his haul continues to grow, and he seems unusually dedicated to his hobby. He has to pull his findings through two cat doors to get it in the house. Says, I haven't seen him jump the back fence with a towel. I have seen him jump the back fence with a towel. A whole entire towel. This is a cat. She's hoping her Facebook post will get more valuable items back to their owners. Said some of the shoes seem brand new.
Her cat's a thief.
Her cat is
a serial killer.
Yeah, but not the only one. Apparently, there's Dusty the Klepto Kitty in California and others elsewhere. But so she's trying to make good on the things that... There's a photo of all the stuff that was stolen. Look at that, Diana. There's gloves.
That is intense. Like, I don't know how flip-flop. The cat stole all of that. That's pretty intense.
Wow. Individual trips, I'm guessing. But cute cat, orange cat. Look at that. There's one, two, three... Four multiple flip-flops, including a full pair. There's a couple. That's a pair.
That's an amazing amount of shit.
That's like, a pair.
How did neighbors not... I would... Can you imagine the Facebook statuses they were making? Like, I think I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my shoes. I don't know where... That is a cute-ass cat that you can't even get mad.
Yeah, it's a cute orange cat stealing stuff.
I want a little kitty. Where's Ace?
On top of the refrigerator.
Ace, come back to me.
Ace is sleeping on top of the refrigerator.
Ace is so cute.
He is. He's a very charming... He's an asshole,
Hef
though.
Doesn't cuddle with me as much as Ace does, though.
No, Hef picks his spots, but when he cuddles hard.
He hasn't cuddled with me.
That's what he does.
Ace is my boo.
Yeah. So that's in Portland. Meanwhile, in Colorado, where marijuana is legal, a man went to court... And brought his attorney with him.
For allegedly violating a restraining order. And we're guessing that he was maybe mocking the court system because he brought a stuffed animal into court to act as his lawyer.
Yeah, a stuffed owl, to be exact. So take a look. You just can't make this stuff up. According to the Aspen Times, the defendant claimed the owl is, quote, a very sensitive guy and has law degrees from Yale, Harvard, and Stanford.
So on to this court order. Charles Abbott's supposed to stay away from an old friend after Abbott reportedly hit him. The stuffed animal stayed in the courtroom, but certainly didn't help his case because the protection order is still in place. An Aspen man.
I have a question. Is Colorado slowly becoming the new Florida?
Is that
really what's going on right now?
I think the thin air.
But not as violent?
The thin air and the marijuana is causing for a lot of weirdness to come out of Colorado lately.
But they're not violent weirdness, so I'm okay with it. Because, you know, Florida's like the meth and bath salts kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, like, Colorado's like the high weird, which is funny. But just like, yo, you got to slow your roll, because I'm going to legalize weed, but if y'all act it like this.
Well, this guy was allegedly making a point about the legal system. So it was a protest of sorts.
Yeah, but I feel like that only comes up when you high thin air and marijuana and mix in your atmosphere or something in the air.
Yeah, it's not good stuff. All right, hold on. I've just stumbled upon something. This is not going to be great audio for the podcast. It might be, though. This is from Maine. You know what? I'm going to save this for small town news because this is the best. It involves goats in pajamas.
Oh, perfect. Why?
Why? I don't know. Does it matter?
your cousins, that's all I'm going to say.
We're going to save that for small town news. We're going to have an extra large small town news today. Meanwhile, Indian police have detained a suspected spy from Pakistan. So it's not ISIS, it's India. I'm sorry. But I believe ISIS has the same issue. They've detained a pigeon.
That's cute.
Suspected of being a Pakistani spy after it was found to have a message stamped on its body. Punjab police say a 14-year-old boy in a village close to the Pakistani border brought the pigeon to a police station when he noticed a boar-stamped message on its wing feathers written in Urdu, the official language of Pakistan, and a Pakistani phone number. The pigeon's feathers also reportedly bore the seal of a Pakistani district in Pakistan's Punjab province. Officers at the police post dubbed the bird a suspected spy in a diary report. The police superintendent, whose name I will not attempt to pronounce because it doesn't matter here, said police conducted an X-ray of the white pigeon, saying, "Nothing adverse has been found, but we have kept the bird in our custody. This is a rare instance of a bird from Pakistan being spotted here. We have caught a few spies here. The area is sensitive, given its proximity to Jammu, where infiltration is quite common." You're welcome.
That accent, bro.
Thank you. Come again. I heard on the politically, and it's not politically incorrect with Bill Maher. It's Real Time with Bill Maher. Apparently, ISIS is banning pigeons from flying overhead because seeing their genitals is an affront to Islam.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I think,
how the fuck are you seeing their genitals?
I have no idea. All I have to say is they've spent a little too much time out in the sun getting vitamin D. Because if that's their major concern, that they're going to do that, it's like, I don't know what exactly you're going to do here. But, yeah. So pigeons. The pigeon spy and the pigeon whose genitals the...
That was pretty intense.
The ISIS... Yes, it was. We saw the pigeon, and he is a spy, no doubt about it. We kept him for our own. We can't eat cows, so we eat him.
Pigeon junk is driving me crazy. I dream about pigeon titties.
Listen, I've been seeing pigeon balls in my sleep now. It's an affront to Islam. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong accent. I'm not going to do the angry yelling accent, so that's all I'm going to say. All right. It's time now for Cool or Tool. Let's see if this music works. Yeah.
I like this one. Are you doing handlebars because you know?
No, it's because I was looking for something with Tool.
Oh.
And the album is Fight with Tools.
Oh, I thought it was because, you know, the flying over handlebars.
That was the last show.
No handlebars. This lady couldn't.
She could not. First up in Cool or Tool, Cats. Diana.
I love Cats. It's not even, it's so funny, it's not even Tool.
Yeah, Kareem?
That cat is cool.
Cats are cool, and if you can't deal with a cat because it doesn't come on your terms, then you need to really look at yourself. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah, up next in Cool or Tool, Owls, Kareem?
Owls are cool.
Diana?
They're cool, even lawyer owls. Those are the best kinds. I mean, how many degrees from all, like, prestigious schools? That's dope, man.
That sounds like a doctored resume to me. I'm not buying it. Owls hunt vermin, so, yeah, owls are cool. Plus, they do that... What you're too young to remember this, but you know the Tootsie Roll Pop?
I'm not too young to remember
Professor
that.
Owl?
Yeah.
Knows how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center for Tootsie
young.
Pop? Okay. And finally, in Cooler Tool.
And Winnie the Pooh. Don't forget Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Finally, in Cooler Tool, Pigeon Spies. Pigeon Spies, Diana.
I think they're cool. I just really the generals. But cool. I say cool. I don't like pigeons. No, you know, I take that back. I don't like pigeons. Tool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Pigeons are dicks. They're all dicks. All of them. Fuck pigeons. I mean, the nearest I can see, the only point of pigeons is to eat the shit that they throw out at McDonald's. That no one else wants.
That's true. That's
them
true.
And seagulls. No
and they
point.
They shit on my fucking car.
They shit on everything. They're dirty little bastards. So, that's it for Cooler Tool for this time. Hey, by the way, while they're talking about the handlebars, do you need handlebars for your bike? Or a bike? Or anything else? Well, you can probably get it on Amazon. And the best way to shop Amazon? It's through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Why? It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And because we'll love you forever if you do. Okay, we'll be appreciative for a while. But so go ahead and do it. Super easy and not really a big deal at all. So go ahead and do that. I'd forgotten about this song.
I like this song. This is really like one of my pump up jams before golf. After doing tournaments and stuff. This is,
In a Holocaust? The Holocaust yeah. pumped you up?
Yeah. Yeah, like Injustice.
Song makes no sense.
Nope, definitely not at all.
None at all. It makes no sense at all. All right. Promise to tell you about the coolest teacher in the world who's being called something
else.
How
cool is cool?
Well, let's find out for this local news report. How cool?
Pictures of her breasts and other private parts. That's what students told their principal their teacher did at Woodside High School in Newport News.
And now that teacher is out of a job and in the middle of a police investigation. News Channel 3's Nadine Yanis has the details.
It's a form of sexual education. Parents at Woodside High School hope their children aren't learning after a teacher is accused of showing nude photos of herself to students at school during class, according to school officials. Now that teacher is no longer inside the classroom.
To me, that's pornographic, you know, and that's not okay with me at all. That's not okay. I hope it's not true.
And that's what Newport News police are looking into today. She hasn't been charged with anything yet, so for that reason, we won't release the teacher's name. But school officials say the teacher was placed on administrative leave without pay right after the student said something. As Human Resources was investigating, the teacher resigned. Once this teacher resigned, school officials tell me their involvement was over. They handed over their investigation to Child Protective Services and the police department. This search warrant we found today explains what police are investigating. It says three students say the 34-year-old teacher showed them before and after photos of her breast augmentation that were on her phone. One of the students reporting even seeing a picture of the teacher's genitals. This search warrant filed in court is asking a judge to allow detectives to search the teacher's phone for a second time, looking at all contents, including hidden, erased, or password-protected material. Newport News police today wouldn't say what they found or if they're filing any criminal charges, just that they are still investigating.
You trust these people to teach your children, you know, the way they're supposed to be learning, you know, what they're supposed to be learning, and to hear something like that is really disturbing.
In Newport News, Nadine Yanis, News.
News. World's coolest teacher.
Yes. Where were they when I was a kid?
Before and after of the boob job. Well, that's just... It's hard.
Breaking news happening right now in Virginia Beach.
Hold on. Gabriella DeLuca is live. Hold on. There's breaking news.
Crashed into a McDonald's and burst into flames.
Hold on.
Hi, Dominus and Jessica. I'm going to step right out of the way so you can see the scene behind me here. We now know that the gas line is secure. This is something they've been trying to do since we got out here. When we first got out here, lots of hoses trying to suppress those fumes in there. What we have also just in the McDonald's here, what we have learned within the past couple minutes are four people are in the hospital. Two people from fire officials were inside that red and black van that went into the McDonald's, the driver and the passenger. Another one is an employee who was inside the McDonald's. The fourth person, according to fire officials, was involved in the accident, left the scene here, and took themselves to the hospital. We hear
so a van crashed into a McDonald's and it caught on fire. It's bad times. Sometimes it plays through to the next video. I'm sorry. I just couldn't let it. It was breaking news.
Sorry about that.
Breaking news, McDonald's on fire.
Somebody posted a video of two women fighting in Walmart. And one woman jumped off the scooter to go fight the other woman.
Oh, Lord. What's going on? All right. Let's see. I got to find the proper music for this. Hold on. I know I can find it because it's important. There we go.
This video is pretty dope.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. Yep. Women wrestling in Walmart. The pink sneakers.
No,
oh,
are those Crocs? Are those bitches wearing Crocs? Oh, damn. Nope.
And those are white women, too.
And yes. They're like.
Oh, the beauty products aisle is messy now.
And then the boy just standing there.
Well, one of them was on a scooter.
Well, she felt better. She felt better. I guess that's all you can do. It's time for what I like.
Security.
It's time for security at Walmart. The old guy can't get there from the front door that quick.
The greeter, shit.
Last I checked, they don't have that much security at Walmart. Although they probably should. It's time for something I like to call Black Guy News. Let me see. All right. Headline, New Orleans restaurant apologizes for racial slur on receipt. A New Orleans restaurant said an employee was fired after a customer discovered a racial slur and 100% dislike written on her receipt.
What?
See, Lyrica Neville Branch, who's 33, discovered the slur and dislike comment printed on her receipt under thin catfish platter.
What the hell?
At Huck Finn's restaurant and sports bar. The customer told WWL-TV that she and three coworkers that she was dining with asked the manager why the server wasn't being fired on the spot. And the manager responded it was the person's last shift. Said, this is unacceptable. I couldn't sleep last night. It's 2015. You'd think we wouldn't have to deal with this stuff right now. Just shows that racism is alive and well. The other was the right after the thin catfish platter. It was the N-word and then 100% dislike. To be fair, though, she was credited the cost of her thin catfish platter to make up for it.
Wow.
I don't know if she was credited with it or if the receipt came out that way because she complained that she had to pay for the thin catfish platter. But anyway.
Oh, I see it now.
I don't know.
I see it now.
I don't know if it's proof that racism is alive and well. Proof stupidity is alive and well.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. I didn't know you could customize that much.
Oh, you know what you can? Because you write out like no onions or no whatever. So maybe that's how they did that.
Could be.
That's wow. Ooh.
So pictures went to social media. And here's the statement that the Huck Finn's Cafe released. They said they're shocked and appalled at the actions of one of the employees who was terminated immediately after management found out they violated company policy. Apparently, printing the N-word on a receipt is company policy. Huck Finn Cafe is committed to treating everyone, employees and customers alike, with dignity and respect. The unfortunate actions of this one employee do not mirror the mission of Huck Finn's Cafe's firm non-discrimination policy. We are extremely apologetic.
It's part of the story.
Hmm?
So it is part of Huck Finn's story.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I say. This is kind of funny.
N-word Jim. That's why it's in the cash register.
That's it.
Yeah, it is. Fair enough. I'd forgotten. So, yeah, they've apologized. And A post on the eatery's Twitter account said managers are, quote, working around the clock to rectify the situation.
What state is that in again?
It's in Louisiana.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
New Orleans, to be precise.
Yes.
Or as Ray Nagins, now currently incarcerated, Ray Nagins, former mayor of New Orleans, now known as Prisoner 83725, said, it's a chocolate city. And let's move now to Texas for more black guy news.
What some may consider a teachable moment has left a teacher without a job. This month, a Pflugerville teacher resigned after allegations she used a racial slur when talking to a student in class.
And KXAN's Amanda Brandeis spoke with that student who says he was at the center of it all. Amanda, what does he think about this teacher's resignation?
Well, this student tells me before this, he and the teacher never really had problems, and he forgave her for what was said. But he still thinks he made the right decision to tell the principal what happened.
Usually, like, I get in a lot of trouble because I try to fix the problem the wrong way. So, you know, for the first time, I'm going to try to do something right. And I went to my principal. Now,
Senior Isaiah Thomas is in the center of a debate at his school. He admits to saying a derogatory term directed towards gay people and says his teacher responded by comparing that to someone calling him another word, one offensive to African Americans.
She could have at least said the N-word. I could have said, how would you like somebody called you the N-word?
Isaiah says it upset him that she used the full word, and he went to the principal. He was asked to write a statement about what happened.
Some people say, I got to understand where she was coming from.
You should stop being
a
bitch.
I just don't.
She wasn't using it against him. She had just told him, you know, it's not nice to call people, like, rude names. And, you know, you wouldn't like it if someone called you a derogatory term.
Christy Ballou wasn't in class during the incident, but is a student of the teacher that resigned.
I'm pretty upset because, you know, I don't think she's racist. I don't think she is anything against anyone else. I mean, she's really accepting. She's really just, you know, a kind-hearted person.
The teacher resigned just 2 days after the allegations, and a substitute teacher will finish out the rest of the year.
All the district is telling us is that a full investigation was completed, but no one was able to talk to us on camera. Robert?
What?
So, yeah.
Yeah, he should stop being a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was like smart to use the whole word, but like,
she did what she should have did. She said exactly what she should have said to him, so that he could understand the full impact of what he was saying.
Yeah, no, it was. But the thing, like, she doesn't have. I can see why she doesn't have a job. I mean, she was being a good teacher. I think she was like really doing her thing. But like, that's the whole like PC. Everyone's sensitive now. They don't actually listen or pay attention to what is being said. They just hear something and they turn into a little bitch about it.
I want to know the last time this guy ever thought snitching was okay.
Right. Exactly.
But
that's why I was saying
way.
He should have stopped being a little bitch about it.
Oh.
Like, oh, so you said...
Yeah,
got called out for using...
Yeah, for probably saying the word faggot.
Faggot.
And then the teacher said, you can't use a word like that because that would be the same thing as me calling you a nigger. There.
Yeah.
And that was the context in which it was done. It's real dicey when you do that in a public school, though.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
That's
but,
what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Yeah,
and
like,
that's the thing.
Shit.
The fact that he
job.
Went and told. That's why I say he's being a little bitch about it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to go to the principal. I'm going to go tell him.
Usually I solve things my way. It's the wrong way. But I'm going to do it the right way this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Bitch.
You did not do it the right time. Hey, but we're not done. There's more black guy news. A California student shared pictures of a flyer posted by apartment management reading, and I quote, African-American residents to, quote, keep conversation volume down. The Instagram user posted photos and a video to her account showing signs in her building's two elevators at Toscana apartment homes that purport to have been posted by management. The signs say managers have received multiple complaints about noise levels after 10 p.m. We would, quote, we would also like to remind our African-American residents to keep conversation volume down and reduce music levels between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. That's what was on the signs. The resident said she checked the other buildings in the complex and found hers was the only ones with the signs posted in the elevators. I'm guessing it was because they were for you. She said,
That was my thing.
Call me crazy, but only about 8 people or less I've seen that are black in my building. So what's really the issue? You. And then she follows it up with, this is what it means to be black at Irvine.
They were probably, look, I'm surprised they didn't call the police because white people get scared when black people get loud.
A friend viewing the notice with the Instagram user can be heard saying blatant racism with no regard to our personal feelings. Oh, hold on. No, that's a photo. Damn it. Let's see if it's going to play because the original story is gone. Sadly, it says content unavailable, which is a bit of a bummer to me because if you heard just her talking to the camera, her volume level was so high and ridiculous. I'm like, somebody who is your neighbor and is tired of your shit posted that in the elevator to get you to shut up.
Yeah, I'm not going to get her to shut up.
No, of course not.
But then again, my folks talk like that. They all talk really, really loud.
Well, that was one of the interesting things that people were saying. Last summer it came out. There were some sociologists came out and said one of the reasons that white people are afraid of black people is that in African-American culture and homes, the talking is a lot louder and that loud talking is a very normal thing.
Yeah.
But for white people, suburban white people, talking at that volume is an indication of anger.
Yeah.
So what is a perfectly normal, friendly conversation sounds like it's a bunch of angry black people.
It's like, oh my God, I have to call the police. They're going to fight. They're going to riot. Like, no, we're arguing about the game. Shut up and go to bed, stupid hoe.
So that's black guy news. Sorry. It's getting better in some places, but
next week you have to post about the pool party.
The pool party.
You haven't seen that video?
I've not seen the video of the pool party.
Oh, God. Some white woman in Texas called the police because there were a bunch of black people that came to the neighborhood for the pool party.
That was the whole thing. And the cop, that was bad.
Was this the one where the cop, because I heard people arguing about this, the cop pulled his gun on teenagers?
Yeah.
But then the way he was like trying to restrain the girl, too, he was like on her.
What happened? What he was really mad was, so they came running up. And he fell. So you see like 3 cops come running and he takes a tumble.
Oh, so he's embarrassed.
Yeah. So he's the, and so out of all the cops that show up, he's the most aggressive one.
Yeah. Cause he's now mad at himself.
Yeah. And then it turns out that part of what happened was there was a white lady at the pool who got mad cause there were so many black kids there. We started using racist comments towards one, and she got into a fight with a girl.
Oh, fantastic.
And so then somebody called the police, and then all of a sudden all the black kids are the ones that got put on the ground. But there's video of her. And the thing is, the black and the white kids all agree on what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, she started the shit.
Well, that's why we can't have nice things.
Yes.
That's why we can't.
Suburban white housewives sitting home listening to Rush Limbaugh's ass all day.
Have you ever listened to Rush Limbaugh?
I have.
I do every now and then, like once every 3 to 6 months, I'll go, you know what? Let's turn on Rush and see what he's talking about. And it's interesting the way I can see why people fall into it, because the way he constructs stuff is he starts out with a reasonable point.
Right.
Here's my reasonable point. And then he draws concentric circles of logic from that reasonable point that keep going further and further away from it. But they're still tied back to that reasonable point.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, he'll stop and he'll repeat that reasonable point again. And he's just having a monologue. But he does have a phone screener that he never has on mic.
Yeah.
Who is an African-American guy. Who is, I mean, this guy's been with it for like 20-something years.
Pilgrim's always won.
And
he is the Stephen of Rush Limbaugh show.
And it's just really a very, very interesting thing to listen to.
You gotta take a hold of that horse.
but if you listen to how he does that and you talk about who's he talking to, he's talking to angry people. He's talking to older people.
Yes.
And he's talking to confused people. And because he's doing this, it all sort of makes sense. Yeah. And he's hitting all of these touch tones that get people fired up. It's really brilliant propaganda when you listen to it.
Right, and they all do it, but that's the thing.
He does it better than anybody else does. He really does.
The thing is, crime is down like all over the country, like everywhere.
That's because everybody left Detroit, yes.
Yeah, but crime is down everywhere. and a lot of things are picking up. So it's like you have no reason to be as afraid of everything as they are deathly afraid of.
Right. Well, the other thing to listen for is his advertisers.
Yeah.
You need to buy gold now.
Yeah.
Because gold holds its value. No, it doesn't. Gold goes up and down like the fucking stock market.
Exactly.
And by the way,
if the stock market goes down, gold goes up.
And here's the up. And here's
if gold
the,
goes. I mean, if stock market goes down, gold. I mean, goes up. Gold goes down.
They're inverse of each other. But here was their selling point. Gold is at an all-time high. You need to buy now. It's like, no, motherfucker.
You wait until it goes down.
Don't buy stuff at an all-time high. That's stupid. But the thing is, it's an all-time high, and it's only going to get more valuable. No, it's not.
No.
It goes up and down. It's a commodity like anything else. It's not like diamonds where De Beers controls the supply of it. And they set the price, and diamonds are going to be this much, and you're not, you know, you've got this because they control the flow. But anyway,
Diana's over there sexting.
Could be. Hey, have you ever been to Paris? Either of you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a bridge in Paris, the Pont des Arts Bridge, where people, lovers, symbolize their undying devotion to each other by writing their names on padlocks and locking them to the bridge. Well, they used to. That's over now. And close to 1 million padlocks are being removed from the site. See, the metal railings that attracted the locks will first be replaced with paintings, followed by glass panels. Passersby who feel compelled to declare their love with some passionate graffiti, prepare to be duped. The transparent paneling will be very easy to clean. So forget about it. Basically, last year, the massive weight of the 1 million plus locks caused part of the bridge to collapse, and the city responded to the safety issue with a selfie campaign, but that didn't last, according to USA Today. Of course, it didn't. People need a cool story to go with the selfie. I remember Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kourtney and Scott put a lock on that bridge.
I think the Duggars did, too, because someone made a joke about it. Like, Duggars are fucking everything up.
So you got to find another cheesy thing to do with your lover. So maybe.
I feel like going to Paris with your lover is cheesy enough.
It's cheesy? How's that cheesy?
I'm just kidding. It's the city of love. I'm just being a dick.
Go anywhere.
Just being an asshole.
Oh, hold on. Somebody writes in the comments, the intersection where Sun Studios is located in Memphis is a notorious place for tourists to get hit by oncoming traffic. A better idea is to just buy one of the many available photos, postcards, placards, etc. of Sun Studios. But I guess it wouldn't be on a mobile phone for Facebook bragging. Agree, never go anywhere or do anything. I've been to Sun Studios. I know that exact corner.
I don't know if Sun Studios.
Sun Studios in Memphis? It's famous. It's where Elvis recorded there, Johnny Cash recorted there, all the old-timey people did. Very small. Very small. All right. Hold on. I need some special music for this. No, I don't. It's not for Florida Corner again. An intoxicated Boynton Beach man who claimed to have lost his pants and underwear at the beach was arrested on Wednesday last week for indecent exposure and an open container violation. Robert Allen Sweeney, 56, was found wearing a white jacket, a white shirt, white shoes, and no pants or underwear.
So like half a pimp suit.
He was Yogi Bearing it, as we call it.
Okay.
According to the arrest report, he appeared intoxicated and was holding, and you can't buy advertising this good, a 24-ounce can of Bud Light.
Wow.
He exposed himself to several people who said they saw him walking west on Woolbright Road. Well, he didn't so much expose himself as to just hanging out. According to the officer's report, Sweeney said, "What's wrong, officer? I live right there, and I was going to get some pants right now. I was coming home from the beach, and I realized I had lost my pants over there. So I was coming home to get a fresh pair.
I actually picture him sounding exactly like that.
What else was he drinking? Because you can't. How much Bud Light do you have to drink
to get? Yeah, to get exactly. That drunk? There's no way.
There is no way.
In 20, he had a 24-ounce can.
That'd be again. But like,
how much Bud Light do you have to drink to get that drunk?
All of it.
Because I play beer pong, and I've gone through cases and cases of Bud Light, and I've never gotten that drunk.
I don't even really drink, and I can drink Bud Light, and I might as well drink a can of water.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you pace yourself, but Yogi bearing it, that's never a good look for a guy. Women can get away with it mostly because their genitals are all up inside, and they look cute just wearing something that barely covers their ass. Guys cannot get away. Not all women. Yes, I'm generalizing. I'm sorry. But guys, the Yogi Bear thing is not a good look. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. If Tom Brady is Yogi Bearing it down the street, people are calling the cops. They're not going, ooh, Tom Brady, let me get out and take a look at that. They're going, that pervert's walking around Yogi Bearing it. Nothing.
Exactly.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo, take a look at my balls.
Oh. Don't ruin my childhood for me, guys.
They're right there. Tell me something, Ranger, sir. Would you like to check my balls for sunspots? Also in Florida, Tarpon Springs neighbors are baffled by a house and trees covered in aluminum foil. That's right. Neighbors haven't quite wrapped their heads around what's going on at 402 Ashland Avenue, where aluminum foil covers every inch of a house on three sides and dangles like silver earrings from trees. They've asked the resident, whose name is Peter Janikowski, is he installing new insulation, pest control, antennas? He explains that it's an outdoor art project inspired by Florida's beauty.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone called his landlord and code enforcement, and a city arborist inspected the trees, some of them also wrapped in foil, and concluded they were not in danger. Code enforcement is still trying to determine if the project is violating any ordinances. He said, this is art. In their thick bureaucratic books, I'm sure they have nothing against this. See, Janowski was born in Poland. He's a graduate of the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. He's created contemporary sculptures, prints, photography, and paintings, and previously exhibited work in the Polish Museum of America in Chicago. I did not know that was a thing. In December, he moved from Vienna to Tarpon Springs, rented an 1,180-square-foot house built in 1958. Once in Florida, he was enamored of the sunshine and the shadows of the palm trees. Said, I was really happy with the location, the garden, and from that time, something was cooking in my head. He had painted on aluminum sheets before and decided to incorporate that into his idea. He bought Reynolds Wrap heavy-duty rolls at Costco, free ad, and covered two palm trees to highlight their trunk's texture. Then he went to Home Depot, free advertisement, bought chicken wire and created structures resembling ears. He cloaked the wire frames in foil and attached six of them to the trees in his front yard. The ears are my symbol of curiosity. This is also a kind of relationship between nature and my work. This is why I hate art. It really is. The project was completed in May when he and his friend bought the about 12 aluminum rolls and carefully plastered foil covered in adhesive spray onto three sides of the house, creating a reflective silvery surface. Said this is a bit like you're making gold leaf. The house was simply about the transformation, how easily you can transform an ugly ordinary house into something else. But his neighbors, not impressed, said, I don't know what the heck that thing is. It's the strangest thing I ever seen in my life. That neighbor said she's not the one who complained to the city, but hopes the project doesn't draw crowds to the quiet neighborhood. Another neighbor, Candy LeBate, said she first noticed the chicken wire structures, which she called discs, a few months ago, and thought Janowski was trying to improve his internet signal. Because that's how it works. She said, to each his own, it's just odd. The landlord declined to comment. In about a month, it's all coming down, though. Janowski plans on contacting museums about creating similar displays elsewhere. It really doesn't matter if they love it or hate it. It's very good for any artist, he said of the criticism. This is just really the beginning. There's art in Florida, Kareem, masking itself as aluminum foil. See, when you first heard this, didn't you think, oh, he's trying to keep the voices out of his head?
I think he's still trying to keep the voices out of his head. I think he's trying to reflect it back so that they can't get into his house.
I love the neighbor who thought he was trying to improve his internet signal.
I think he's trying to keep them out of his house.
I would be trying to keep them out of my house, too. So, yeah, that's happening in Florida. Hey, good news. This is very big news for environmentalists around the world. And this comes to us from England. The same bus model that typically transports the residents of Reading, England, around the city, recently set a land speed record for the bus. It topped out at 76.785 miles per hour as it rounded the track at the Millbrook Proving Ground. The kicker is the bus is powered by...
solar.
No, cow poo. More accurately, bovine manure-derived biomethane. So in honor of its fecal fuel source, the bus is painted black and white spots like a cow.
Does it smell?
Well, once they break it down like that, no, it doesn't smell like any other thing, but the chief engineer for Reading Buses said it was an impressive sight as it swept by on the track. It sounded like a Vulcan bomber. The aerodynamics aren't designed for going 80 miles per hour. I don't know why he sounds like a dumb guy from a Austin Powers movie, but there you go. The record-setting feat was an attempt to shine a positive light on bus transportation and the use of methane fuels, or, as they call it in Great Britain, methane. It's heralded by some as an energy and transportation industry as an ideal alternative fuel source. Its use, supporters argue, prevents the burning of fossil fuels and burns methane, which is a greenhouse gas, but that would have otherwise made its way into the atmosphere. More importantly, we want to get the image of bus transport away from being dirty, smelly, and slow.
So they did that?
We're modern, fast, and at the cutting edge of innovation.
It's cow shit.
Now, liquid methane, which, with just a few tweaks, can be used in most any combustible engine, doesn't have to be derived from cow dung. Another bus in England runs on biomethane captured from treated human and food waste. That's right, Diana. Your poo could power a bus.
I'm done.
I don't know. If you eat Mexican, it can power a bus for a couple of days.
Not Chipotle. Chipotle and I get along.
Do you? Yeah. All right. So we've reached the point of the show where it's time for small town news. So it's going to be a bonus small town news because I stumbled upon this from Cumberland, Maine, where a pair of goats at a Maine farm have become viral sensations through a video of the two young animals running around and playing in their pajamas. That's right, tiny goats in pajamas. The Sunflower Farm Creamery in Cumberland,
your cousins,
shared a one-minute video of baby Nigerian dwarf goats, Winifred and Monty, frolicking in pairs of tiny pajamas. Why goats in pajamas? Well, owner Hope Hall told the Portland Press-Herald, It was rainy and freezing for this time of year. I thought, oh my gosh, they're the perfect size, and it's really chilly out, and I bet they would appreciate some warmth. It's gotten a million views on YouTube. She said, so maybe we spoil our goat kids a little in the 8 weeks before they go to the new homes as pets and future milking goats. That's in the video's description. I've not seen or heard this. This should be delightful.
I'm, like, oddly happy.
Oh, baby goats are adorable.
These are this is pretty fucking adorable.
And they're in pajamas and jumping around. And they like, jump back and forth. There was a video a couple of years ago of one of these goats that would run around and jump over its brothers and sisters, and every now and then would like jump off of one of them and knock it over.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That's hella funny.
Yeah. So, there we go. Little baby goats in pajamas.
And they're fast.
Oh yeah, you can hear them scurrying around on the.
Be a goat. I want a goat now.
You want to be a goat.
And I want one.
Want a little baby Nigerian goat?
Yeah.
Put pajamas on. That's it.
They're so cute.
That's a minute of baby goat.
I never thought I'd say that baby goats are cute, but those are really cute.
Oh, baby goats are adorable, but you don't want them.
No.
You do not. The best way to experiencing them is YouTube videos.
YouTube videos,
That's really the best way to do it.
She would be running away from them.
It's true. They smell bad. I don't know what's going on. They smell very bad. All right. You know what? Let's do something a little different for small town news. The real small town news. All right. So that was the bonus. Now let's get to the main course of small town news. Yeah, little Allman Brothers. Is that for small town for? We'll go small southern town. A little different than we were expecting, but this is little bits for this week. The title is called The Treasure Chest. Our house along the Saranac is full of memories. Almost every drawer, cupboard, and old button box is jam-packed with photos, newspapers, and family memorabilia. It pleases Kay and me to be surrounded by what the late comedian George Carlin called stuff. We love our stuff. While relaxing on our screened-in back deck last weekend, I noticed that Kay was up to her usual busyness. She enjoys just sitting and watching riverbank activity as much as I, but at that moment, she was lifting the top of what I always thought of as an old wooden hope chest. It once had rattan-covered sides, but that had long since fallen away. More recently, it simply occupied the corner of a room and was covered by a heavy cloth rug that had picked up pollen and other soil from the winter and the spring. Yuck. She removed the rug and washed it, revealing the box or cedar chest or whatever you want to call it. It's your box, Gordy, whatever you want to call it. It sat for years, not thought of as anything except a place to sit. It was just there, out of mind. Not this day. She flipped the lid and began pouring through the contents. Every object she pulled out was a treasure. It was like an archaeological dig in a time capsule. Photographs? There were many, along with newspapers dating back to who knows how many decades ago. One of them heralded the dedication of the new Bridge Street Bridge in Plattsburgh back in 1935. I uttered sounds of wonder and joy, not necessarily becoming to a man of my advanced age. We had only recently rededicated the same bridge to veterans and filmed a complete television show, culminating in the unveiling of the attractive sign at that location. Talk about reducing the span of years into a single moment. Whew. It's exciting. But, of course, a Gordy Little column really doesn't get exciting until we do this.
This is what I was waiting for.
Another was a small-sized copy. Complete copy of the very first Life magazine, published on November 23rd, 1936. Of course, I stopped to look at every photograph and read every word. I was especially interested in seeing the automobile and cigarette ads. The latter enjoined readers to smoke this or that brand because doctors touted them as being good for digestion. You were told to enjoy what we later called cancer sticks. Between every meal, amazing. Kay extracted stacks of report cards for every member of our family. Hers and mine were in the mix. Her high school diploma was there. It looks a little rough, she said. We look better than our diplomas, I answered. She placed all the school-related items in separate piles to give to our kids for future safekeeping. As they dropped by, she doles them out to each one. We shed tiny tears of joy while looking at handmade special occasion cards our kids made for us. There's also a staple booklet from Plattsburgh Broad Street School containing stories of poetry composed by several of our children and their friends from 1967 to 68. It's entitled Our Journey Through School. It was dedicated to beloved teacher Alice Moyer. I wonder how many copies are left. But there's so many items connected to my life that I now have on my own stack. It's like a child's favorite blanket. I'll keep it close and savor everything till the day I die, which is apparently coming soon. I've been reading stories and poems that I wrote in my early school grades and other things I typed in the Royal Machine in high school. There are letters to my dad from a couple colleges trying to get him, tell him to get his prodigal son, wouldn't be allowed to return the following year. I gave my parents so much grief. As I began to write this, Kay was inspired to go upstairs and carry down a 100-year-old wicker sewing basket full of old photos. The fun we had pawing through them, we promised ourselves to write names on the backs before our generation is no more. It's already too late to identify some of them. Perhaps you have a treasure chest in your attic, and you can soon share a similar experience. Let's all sing memories. Gordy Little out.
Mic drop.
Drops the mic. I love how they're stacking everything up, because whenever the kids come over, they're giving them away. It's like they're slowly dying. It's like, here, take these before we die. Before we die, because that's how it's going to be. So that's small town news. People pay Gordy Little to write that. Just saying.
Wow.
It's absolutely saying. I love the fact that he... I love the fact that he... was at the Press Republican, and somebody went and was like, hey, Gordy, you need to come work over here now. And he's like, all right. He was in demand, and he still does a TV show. Can you imagine living where someone pays him to write, and he does TV shows?
Does he know that we, like, you feature his writing on our podcast?
I don't know.
I think you should, just in case something happens to him. Because he has to be pretty old.
I will read his obituary.
He should know he has fans.
Like I said, I've met him. Gordy Little is a wonderfully nice guy. He really is. And Small Town News isn't about making fun of small towns, although it sounds like it is sometimes. It's really about, for me, having grown up in an incredibly small town. I didn't even grow up in town, but Kareem knows growing up in a very small town area.
Yeah.
And it's just to highlight how different life is there than it is somewhere else. Because if you never lived in a small town, you have no concept of this at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I went to Washington State, so I kind of understand, but
no.
It's not the same.
No.
Like, it's like growing up in Pullman versus just going there for school. Like, this is the shit that they would have if you grew up in Pullman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, but I just went for school. So I was exposed to the world, and every time I met someone from a small town, I was just so taken aback because I was just like, you're real. Like, this is a real thing.
You do exist. And they said,
that's what they say about y'all when y'all come.
I am an FBI agent.
So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. What is this? Oh, it's an ad on Spotify. I was going to turn you down. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're doing a Well Hung podcast next, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We inverted our order of recording today, so we're actually doing Well Hung next. So there'll be a new Well Hung podcast on Monday. Hope you stick around for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, when you're applying the brakes on your bike, the big thing, the most important thing, is use the one on the back wheel.
Not the one on the front.
Not just the one on the front wheel. So stay on the right side of your handlebars, everybody. It'll make life a lot simpler for you.
But less funnier for us.
It will. That poor woman could have been badly hurt. She really could. Not only could she have been badly hurt, because my friend, and I think you guys might or might not know him, Paul Burke from Blacktop Comedy, he bought a he bought a new bike at one point, and he ended up breaking a collarbone because the handlebars came off.
Oh shit.
Oh damn.
He was riding his bike and the handlebars came off in his hands, so, and then he went over them. So really bad things can happen on a bike. So everybody be careful about there. And by the way, if you want to be really amused, go to YouTube and look up the video for this song. It's the Black Keys and Lonely Boy, because there's just a guy dancing, and it's really quite awesome. We'll see you next time.